Our guest today, Fojo in the Dark, formed at a party at a club in New York City for leader Mauro Refosco's birthday. They ended up packing that club weekly ever since. They documented it with an album that includes guests David Byrne and Babel Gilberto. The non-Brazilian member of the group is guitarist Smokey Hormel, who has played with Beck and many others, including his Brazilian duo with Mio Hattori, the group called Smokey and Mijo. Let's begin Fojo in the Dark's performance with this one called Fojo West.
Thank you. I trust that wherever you are listening, you were able to move some parts of your body to that one. That is Fojo West from Fojo in the Dark, who are playing live for us today on the World Cafe. And Morrell, I think you better explain some of the instruments here, because the guitar and the baritone guitar, I'm pretty familiar with that. But even the flute that's being played, that's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a bamboo flute, traditional instruments from the northeast of Brazil called pífano. And I guess Jorge can maybe talk a little bit about it.
This is looks like a banzuri, right? It's like an Indian flute, but this one is made in Brazil, but it's pretty much the same thing. Flute, six holes plus one where you blow on
it's
it.
Got a wonderfully airy sound to it, which is kind of neat on top of that. And percussion wise,
I'm playing this the very traditional drum called zabumba. You play the top, the bottom end on the top head, and I use a bamboo stick to in the bottom head to get a high end pitch.
So it's snare and kick in one drum.
Exactly, and it's very light, easy to carry around.
Always good for a drummer.
Yeah.
And this looks like a variation on a samba drum of some sort.
It's a typical drum from Salvador, Bahia, called timbal, where Davi comes from, Bahia. And it's not a traditional drum in forró music, but we are incorporating that as well in our sound because it matches.
Now, I've been doing my reading, and Luis Gonzaga is probably the best-known purveyor of Fojo music. In fact, our theme song is from his that we use for the World Cafe is from his son, Gonzaguina.
Oh, Gonzaguina,
yeah. So it's one of his pieces. But anyway, that instrument you're playing, the zabumba and a triangle and an accordion, what would normally be like a three-piece band that would play in the country?
Yeah, that would be the traditional formation of a Fojo band.
Did this ever have that shape? Did this band ever have that?
It did, until at some point our accordion player, he left the band and, you know, went on his own, but it was a good move for us because then we incorporated the guitars and we doing the crossover into country music and, you know.
Great stuff. Well, let's hear more. What's next?
We're going to play this song called Riacho do Navio. It's the lyrics, I'm going to be singing Portuguese, but I'll give you, the lyrics are very sweet. It talks about, Luis Gonzaga wrote this song about a friend of his. He had a beautiful farm called Riacho do Navio. And in this farm, there was a little river that the name of the song called Riacho do Navio that goes into a bigger river, then into Rio San Francisco, which is a bigger river in Brazil, and then into the ocean. That's like one of the verses of the song. But he sings on the second verse that if he was a fish, instead of going downstream, which is the natural course of the river, of the water, he would swim all the way from the ocean to Riacho do Navio because it's a beautiful farm. So it's like a sweet little song.
Sounds great.
Riacho do Navio corre pro Pajeú, e o Pajeú vai despejar no São Francisco, e o São Francisco vai bater no meio do mar. O Rio São Francisco vai bater no meio do mar. Riacho do Navio corre pro Pajeú, o Rio Pajeú vai despejar no São Francisco. São Francisco vai bater no meio do mar. Ai, se eu fosse um peixe, ao contrário do rio, nadava nessas águas e nesse desafio, saía lá do mar pro riacho do navio. Corria direitinho pro riacho do navio, pra ver o meu brejinho, fazer minhas caçadas, ver as pregas de boi e andar nas vaquejadas, dormir ao som do chocalho, acordar das passaradas. Sem notícia das terras civilizadas, Riacho do Navio corre pro Pajeú, o Rio Pajeú vai despejar no São Francisco, e o São Francisco vai bater no meio do mar. O Rio São Francisco vai bater no meio do mar. Arrocha, Jorge! Música.
São Francisco vai bater no meio do mar. Riacho do navio corre pro Pajeú. O rio Pajeú vai despejar no São Francisco. E o São Francisco vai bater no meio do mar. O rio São Francisco vai bater no meio do
Foe in the Dark are playing live for us today. Another one from Bonfires of São João. And I'll let Mauro pronounce it once again.
Riacho do Navio.
Great song. Great song. Now, Mauro, where are you from in Brazil?
I'm from Santa Catarina. It's a little state in the south of Brazil.
Nearer to...
It's south of São Paulo. It's like doing one state before the last.
And how did you... You come to make percussion what you do?
Well, I love football. I mean soccer, you know. And I used to go to soccer games since I was little. And in Brazil, in every game, there was people playing drums. And that was like, moved my heart. So like make, you know, really emotional. And then I was, okay, you know, maybe I should do this.
How'd you end up coming to New York?
I got a scholarship to attend Manhattan School of Music in 1992, so I did a master's degree in Manhattan School of Music, and fell in love with the city. I was supposed to go back after 2 years, but ended up staying. I guess everyone has a similar story like that.
We've interviewed more bands with people from around the globe who found really wonderful musical compatriots in mm-hmm. New York City, so something very good is happening there.
Yeah, I guess like Davi's from Bahia, from Salvador, and it's extremely the opposite of. And I think I understand more now of the Bahian like tradition and the culture because I'm friends with Davi. And but in Brazil, it's like so far apart that it's like very different, right? It's And same thing with, I guess, Jorge that's from Rio and Guilherme that's from Minas. Each one has its own culture, but when we meet in New York, it's like we discover a little bit of each other.
And the other member of the band, the ringer, is Smokey Hormel on the baritone, which is interesting because you have a number of guests on the album. Babel Gilberto sings on
yes.
one thing, and David Byrne comes by, and Mio Hattori,
yes,
sings. And Smokey, you and Mio have a great Brazilian band also. Different musically than this in a way, right? How would you describe that?
Well, it's bossa nova, pretty straight up, and but that's how I met Mauro, because we, Mijo and I were looking for a drummer, and we heard about Mauro. We went to see him play, and it was like, we were like, this is the guy, whatever it takes. So we staked out in front of his house and followed him around till finally he agreed to be in the band. And then when Mauro was having his birthday party and wanted to play fajol music, he gave me a CD of Luis Gonzaga, and I just immediately... just dug it, you know. I'd grown up playing a lot of Western swing, and at the time I'd been working with Johnny Cash, and my only regret is that I wish I had been able to turn Johnny Cash onto Gonzaga, because I'm sure he would have been right there, but I was a little too late for that.
Yeah, I was going to try to make some connection between you country music and this country music, but
it's really all it. The thing that the common thread is, it's people who work really hard, who then when it comes time to party, they got to party just as hard. And it's also for couples to dance together. It's different than like samba or, you know, it's much in the same way Norteño music. It's really for couples. So it's really kind of exciting to see the connection.
Yeah, I can understand. I just wish we could have done this live in the club or something. It's great. Let's see if we get more people dancing. What do you want to do next?
Now we're going to do this song by Jorge Continentino called Limoeiro do Norte. It's in forró music, you have three different rhythms. The first one that's called Arrastapé. The second one, the medium tempo one, is called Baião. And the slow one, it's called Xote. So this one is a slow one. It's a Xote song, and it features Jorge Continentino on pífano.
Foho in the Dark finishing up their set today on the World Cafe. And Mauro, thank you so much for bringing everybody down. It's really great.
Well, it's a pleasure being here. Thank you very much.
Foho in the Dark, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.